Forecaster Jeff Boyne with the National Weather Service in La Crosse says during a normal winter, most parts of Wisconsin should have snowfall totals of around 24 inches by now. So far, Boyne says we've got between 5 and 15 inches. He says that's because storm tracks that normally bring the white stuff are bypassing us.
One storm track is staying across the southern parts of Canada, and another storm track, which comes across the southern parts of the country, has been to our south and to our east.
Tim Asplund is the state's lake expert with the Department of Natural Resources. He says the lack of snow doesn't bode well for some lakes.
It could have pretty significant effects, especially on lakes that are groundwater fed or spring fed. During the winter time, we get a lot of snowfall typically that accumulates, and then in the spring when that thaws, it melts and a lot of it recharges the groundwater system or the water table.
Asplund says a lot of those groundwater-fed lakes are in northern parts of the state, which are already facing drought conditions.
More in the northeastern part, when you get over toward Forest and Florence County, a lot of those lakes still are pretty low. And, winter like this is really not good news for them.
If water levels get low enough, Asplund says fish habitat could disappear and lake oxygen levels could drop. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.